All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha Maariv today is both at 7 and at 7:55 p.m. Please make an effort to join us. We'd love to see you there. Yesterday we introduced a new sefer, an English sefer, written by various rabbinic personalities at Yeshiva University, called Mitocha Ohel, specifically the volume that focuses on daily tefillah. And we discussed the essay that was found there, written by Rabbi Willig, the father of the previous assistant rabbi. Today I want to introduce to you a new sefer. The sefer is called Tfilah LeMoshe. It's a fantastic three-volume set of svarim that gathers together many, many of the comments of the Rishonim on tefillah. It's a rarity to find them all in one spot. So here we find all the comments of the Rishonim in one spot, and it's well worth it. It's an overwhelming piece of work to try and go through tefillah with all the different Rishonim. I want to continue our comments on Ga'al Yisrael, the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. There is a commentary called the Hamanhik. His name was Rav Avraham Bar Nassan Hayerechi, and he was a student of the Ravid, Rabbeinu Tam, and Ria Zakein. He lived in Provence, France. So this is a fairly early Rishon. So the Hamanhik comments draws our attention to the Brach of Tzor Yisrael. How many times is the name Yisrael mentioned in the Brach of Tzor Yisrael? Quickly, the Gavai is going through it. Five times. Right, the name Yisrael is mentioned five times in the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. The Hamanhig suggests that this is not a coincidence. Anytime you see a repetition of a word in such a short space, it's not a coincidence. He draws our attention to a pasuk that also has the word Yisrael in it five times. Anyone know? A pasuk that has the name Yisrael in it five times. No? Okay. Pasuk in Bahalosecha, discussing the appointment of the Levim. Ve'enayis ha-Levim nesunim la'aron u'levanov mitoch b'nei Yisrael. You're counting? Mitoch b'nei Yisrael. La'avodas avodas b'nei Yisrael. Bo'al mo'od l'chapa'al b'nei Yisrael. Ve'lo yeb b'nei Yisrael negef b'geshes b'nei Yisrael ha-kodesh. Right? The Pasuk says, and I have given the Levites to be given as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among b'nei Yisrael to do the duties of b'nei Yisrael. La'avodas avodas b'nei Yisrael. Which is very important in context of tefillah. Ba'al Moed, L'chaper b'nei Yisrael, V'lo yeh b'nei Yisrael, Negev b'geshes b'nei Yisrael el Kodesh. Right? The moment that the Jewish people are going to approach the Kodesh, that are going to approach sanctity, we have the Levim as our advocates to make sure that, God forbid, there is no tragedy when we do approach sanctity. Rashi comes along and comments in this pasuk, the reason Yisrael is mentioned five times in this pasuk is to invoke our memories of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, right? To show that the Jewish people have merits. One of the major merits that we have is that we're so particular about guarding the five books of Moses that we have this unique ability to approach sanctity. We have this unique opportunity to approach sanctity. And the Hamanhig wants us to remember, as we're reciting to Yisrael, that's also an opportunity to invoke the idea that we protect the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we're very particular about it, and therefore we recite the name Yisrael five times within the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezach Yisrael Leficha Chayr Balehem Tor Mitzvos Shanaim Adonai Chavetz Manzcha Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.